Welcome to Preservation One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. So listen, I'm sitting there prayer. I'm putting up my post for the week, right? And I need to start, and I'm in the process of actually writing and recording for next week or whatever. I know how much, you know, y'all love the spiritual talk and everything else. I'm going to make sure I put out a post about that as soon as possible. I got to get back in alignment. You know what I'm talking about? Anyways, so listen, let me tell you what I have done in my past and what I still do to this day. Because, like, there's so much stuff like that I got going on that I'm breaking down to get done. So it's like, and then trying to get a mental break in between is kind of, you know, kind of tricky. But anyways, let me tell you what I've been doing and what has helped me so far as being a writer. See, what people fail to realize, because even with people but that come to my venues, and my venues have been more than at, you know, bookstores. I've had venues at other places as well. You know, I'm not the type of person I'm just going to stick to this one thing. No. So look, my thing is, after I get finished with all this stuff, hopefully by April, then I'm going to go back out, you know, author touring, you know. But anyways, so, and I hate I can't do it before, but what I started doing was, you know, a lot of people, they always ask me, well, why is your venues are always successful? What attracts people to, you know, buying your book? First of all, is God. Not me, it's God. Secondly, whenever I do author events, even when I end up talking to people and end up having workshops, whether if it's in person or what I end up doing is, when someone comes to me and they say they want to write a book, right? As we all know, I talk to them. You know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate. When they bring their children to talk to me, you know, an author, I take time with their children and I talk to their children. And I also let the children know, look, when I started out writing, I started out writing around your age, if that child was around my age, you know, because I started out writing in elementary school, but that was just me, you know, doodling and writing down my thoughts, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, you know, elementary school. So I'm in a cross between drawing and writing, okay, story, right, my story, like how it happened, how I started off. Anyways, I don't discriminate. Just because someone brings their child to talk to me, or their child decides to come over there and talk to me, I don't shoo them off. You know, as some may, I don't shoo them off. I talk to their child, and with me talking to their child, their parent end up coming over, and then we end up, we end up talking, and then other people come over, we end up talking, and so on. Next thing I know, I got a crowd of people. And we're talking, you know what I'm saying? In my crowds of people, it can go from, 5 to 50. Easy. You know what I'm saying? Easily. So, you got to be careful because, you know, you don't know, one, who your next customer is. Two, you don't know what future artists you may be inspiring. Kids release books as well. You know, men release books as well. Older people release books as well. I didn't release my first book, A Conversation with Alexandria August, until I was I'm 43 now, 42 now. So I released that book when I was 40, right? Nah, it got released in 2022. So how old was I? Yeah, 40, going on 41 in 2022. Anyways, I was in my 40s when I released that book. So you don't know how and where it's going to go. But I'm going to tell you what, though. You got to be a people person to be able to converse with them, because they're going to ask you questions that's going to have you stomp like, wait a minute, what you talking about? You know, and then you got to dig a little deeper to see what the angle is and where they're going and what they're trying to say or whatever. So you got to have patience. on your journey. But what I tell you, what I am doing and what I did just recently get in is my packets. So if you need some help on your writing journey, get the packet. You know what I'm saying? And actually, it's free. Only thing that comes in the packet, you got your journal, you got your notebook, and you got your pencil. That's how I started out. But actually, I started out on my composition logs in elementary school. You know what I'm saying? Or the notebooks, which my country behind, we call them tablets. But it's just regular dollar notebooks. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But it's free. You know what I'm saying? Preservation of One at Outlook.com. Get your free doggone packet so you can start writing. So you can start your journey. Even as a podcaster, even as a webinar person, your episodes, make sure you got the list of all your episodes. Make sure you write down what you're talking about in each episode. Make sure you write down that date so when you go to compare what you did last year to this year, you're going to see your growth. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't see it in your money, even if you don't see it in your numbers, you're going to see your personal growth because you're documenting what you did. So if you go back to March to 6th of last year and you wrote this stuff down and the time, even if you don't have the time, you know on that day, at least you was doing something productive to build your writing journey, to build your career, to, you know, show where you at on your journey as a creative, you know what I'm saying, as a creative person. So therefore you won't feel like, hey, you know what I'm saying, you wasted time if that's the case, or maybe you're not giving it your all, you know, or whatever. Go back, just make sure you write down, and you're gonna go through a lot of doggone tablets, you know, and journals. Make sure you write it down before you go to bed at night. You know what I'm saying? How your day was, what you did. You know what I'm saying? How much work you got done. You know, even if it's a blank page for some of those days, start filling in as many of those days as possible with things that you actually did and things that you actually did as a creative, and watch how your books and your growth start happening. That's just a friendly reminder. But yeah, get your packet, Preservation of One at Outlook.com, and grab a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. Thank you.